Harper Audio presents Edge of Extinction 2, Codename Flood, by Laura Martin. Performed by Caitlin Davies. Chapter 1. This was a bad idea. Spectacularly bad, actually. It went against everything I'd learned in my short time topside. But all that didn't change what we had to do. I glanced back down at my dad's map, but it showed the same thing it had always shown. The only way to get to Lake Michigan was to leave the shelter of the trees and make a run for it. In the open. My eyes flicked up to take in the sprawling grassland in question, filled, as I knew it would be, with dinosaurs. A large herd of what I thought had to be Dracorex hogwartsia was grazing close enough for me to count the spikes that bristled all over their bony heads, making them resemble the dragons of fairy tales they were named for. But these creatures were not the stuff of fairy tales or history books, at least not anymore. Behind the herd of Dracorex was a grassland that used to contain houses, roads, cars, and everything else humans had used to stake their claim on this earth. All that was gone now, which made sense, I guess, considering the dinosaurs were the ones who ruled things these days. I can't believe we're doing this, Sean muttered, running a hand through his blonde hair so it stood up in sweaty spikes. There is no way we can make it to the lake without getting eaten. What's your point? Todd asked as he swung his arms in lazy circles to stretch out his shoulder muscles. My point, Sean said, grimacing, is that there has to be a way around this.